From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest financial bailout comes not in the U.S., but in Germany, where government officials and private banks have agreed on a $69 billion deal to save lender Upo Real Estate. Diane Swank, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, says there are a number of major banks in trouble overseas.
The fact that this is rapidly becoming a very global situation leaves it even less steady for our financial market.
The German bailout came on the same day the German government announced it is guaranteeing all private savings accounts in that country, accounts valued at more than $700 billion. GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is standing by her claim that Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama, in her words, pals around with terrorists. Palin says Obama's association with Bill Ayers, a 1960s-era radical who's now a college professor, is an issue that's fair to discuss. And McCain supporter Senator Joe Lieberman agrees.
If the shoe was on the other foot and John McCain had one of his earliest campaign events at the home of somebody who had formed a right-wing group that had bombed buildings and then had been on a board with the guy for several years, you bet the Obama campaign would have been raising that question.
Lieberman was on Fox News Sunday. Obama today dismissed Palin's comment and similar criticism from the McCain campaign.
Senator McCain and his operatives are gambling that they can distract you with smears rather than talk to you about substance. They'd rather tear our campaign down than lift this country up.
Obama speaking at a rally in Asheville, North Carolina. Obama has denounced the radical views and actions of Ayers, who was a founder of the Weather Underground Group during the Vietnam War. Obama was a child at that time. Israel's Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni today said she'll keep pursuing a peace deal with the Palestinians if she succeeds in forming a new coalition government. Linda Gradstein has the story from Jerusalem.
It was Livni's first foreign policy address since she was nominated to form Israel's next government. That came after Prime Minister Ehud Olmert resigned in the wake of a series of corruption allegations, although he remains in power until Livni either forms a new government or elections are held. Livni said Israel must not allow dates or political changes to stand in the way of negotiations, referring to the upcoming American elections. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Malki, who also spoke at the policy conference in Jerusalem, said Palestinians see the next few months as a time of uncertainty. He said they're waiting to see the results of the American elections and that the two candidates have different policies. He also said he hopes Livni is able to form a government, as that will show commitment to the negotiations for a Palestinian state. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
This is NPR News from Washington. A new medical research report has concluded that men who are overweight or who have high insulin levels are more likely to die if they get prostate cancer. The finding comes from a large study of physicians in the U.S. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Harvard-based Physicians Health Study has followed 22,000 doctors for 26 years. The new study looked at the fate of more than 2,500 participants with prostate cancer. It's published in a journal called The Lancet Oncology. Men who were overweight at the time of their prostate cancer diagnosis were 47% more likely to die of the disease. Obese men were nearly three times more likely to die. Men with high insulin levels also had much higher prostate cancer mortality. Worst of all, men were four times more likely to die of prostate cancer if they were both overweight and had high insulin levels. Study authors say men should exercise to keep weight under control and insulin levels low if they want to survive prostate cancer. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A majority of members of the U.S. Supreme Court attended a church service today that's called the Red Mass. It's a tradition before the High Court opens its fall term. Chief Justice John Roberts was joined by Justices Scalia, Kennedy, Thomas, and Breyer, as well as a number of top government officials. Roman Catholic Cardinal John Patrick Foley told the gathering that he sees similarities between priests and lawyers and judges because, he says, all see the law as a means in which people can be educated to perceive what is good and to strive for it. The name Red Mass dates back centuries and refers to the red vestments worn by the priests who lead the prayers for guidance for those who seek justice. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.